I'm just like absolutely thrilled that you've made this decision and you're going to follow through with it all the way to the very end to come on this encounter. Now, more than likely, if you're anywhere near the week before the encounter or the week of the encounter, more than likely you've experienced plenty of opportunities in the traveling as a means of trouble to keep you from going to the encounter. But I just want to encourage you right now. It's okay. You know, the devil would hate to see you on the encounter, but know that if God is for you, who can be against you? So we're rooting for you. We're praying for you. And we just know that it's going to be a tremendous encounter. You know, I want to spend maybe the next 5 to 7 minutes stirring up some tremendous faith inside of you, because faith is God's substance that allows, or is the substance that God allows us to connect with heaven. And if we're going to encounter heaven, if we're going to encounter God the Father and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, then there must be some faith. If you will look with me at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, the Bible says this, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." There are three things that we need to know about faith before we go on this encounter. The first thing is this. Without faith, the Bible says, it is impossible to please God. And I know that if you're saved, you're born again, probably the greatest, fulfillment of your life is just to please the heart of God. But not only that, we must understand that without faith, there is no reward from God. The second thing that we need to know about faith is this, and here's the truth. The size of your God determines the size of your faith. And it's the size of your faith that determines the size of your miracle. Now listen, it doesn't take a whole lot of faith. Jesus said, if we only have faith the size of a mustard seed, we could say to a mountain, "Be removed and cast into the sea," and that mountain would be removed. By faith, Moses took his staff and parted the waters of the Red Sea. What am I trying to say? Here's the truth about faith. The size of your God determines the size of your faith, and it's the size of your faith that determines the size of your miracle. Now, I want you to take this opportunity right now to allow the Word of God and the Holy Spirit to stir tremendous faith inside of you. How are we going to do that? I want you to remember before the encounter that you're not going to meet with a little itty bitty God. You're going to meet with the Creator of the whole universe, the great I Am, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. This is a God that we're going to meet with. And no matter the size of your problem or the magnitude of your trouble, God is bigger than your trouble. So know today that God is a big God. And if you believe that, then there should be big faith inside of you that says your big miracle is coming. Now, number three, the third thing that we should know about faith before this encounter is that faith should be specific. We shouldn't just blanket a prayer before God. No, we should be specific in our prayer. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to get a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil or whatever you want to write on. And I want you to write a letter to Jesus. Say, "Dear Jesus, this is the trouble that I've been experiencing in my life. Here are the lids, or here are the limitations that have, created barriers in my relationship with you. Jesus, I want to go on with you. I want to live a life that's, pleasing to you, but here are the barriers in my life. And Jesus, if you remove these specific barriers, I want you to continue. I say, this is what I'm going to be for you, God. This is what I'm going to do for you." Now, I want you to be very specific When you're writing down that trouble that you need God to remove in your life. Now, you know, the best way for me to inspire faith, to be specific, in you is to become very, very vulnerable right now and tell you about the first time that I went on an encounter and what I did. Well, the first encounter that I went on, I sat down before I went on the encounter and I did what I'm asking you to do. I wrote a letter and said, "Dear Jesus, you know, here's the lids in my life. Here are the limitations. Here's the trouble that I've experienced in my life. The things that trouble my mind, that, you know, things I don't understand. Why did this happen? There's a wound in my heart that I want to get rid of, but it just hasn't gone." You might say, "Well, Pastor, what did you write to Jesus?" Well, you know, I was brought up and in a family that I had cousins that touched me inappropriately in a sexual manner. I mean, as far back as I can remember, I was wrongfully touched. And when I wrote that letter to Jesus, I said, "Dear Jesus, I don't want this in my life. You remember that time when I was violated, and Lord, I need forgiveness in my heart, and I don't even want to remember these things anymore." So likewise, I want to encourage you, you know, to take that time just to be along with Jesus. You can fold that thing up and you can bring it with you on the encounter. We probably will do a bonfire and burn that thing. Nobody has to read it or nobody has to know about it. But you do need to write it out. I want you to be specific with the Lord. Maybe you've been abused. Maybe you've been abandoned by parents, or, you know, maybe abandoned by a spouse. And, you know, whatever it may be, what are those things that are hurting you? What are those things that have troubled you? What is that sin in your life that has nagged you for a long time? You know, we talked the last time about that demon that's just bothering you and irritating you. Be specific and don't try to hide it. Write it out in detail. You know, "Jesus, I need this to be removed from my life. Because when you remove this from my life, Jesus, this is what I want to do for you. This is the kind of man, this is the kind of woman, this is the kind of person I want to be for you. But I need this miracle in my life." So I want you to hear me. Take that moment right now and exercise that seed of faith that is planted in your heart. The Bible says that for every man has been given a measure of faith. See, there's a seed of faith inside of you right now. I know it because you signed up for this encounter. And just take that seed of faith and be specific with that and say, "God, I'm going to meet with you because I want something tremendous to happen in my life." Whether it be, you know, the tremendous, you know, first step of maybe just a small victory, or something huge, something that totally radically changed. Exercise that seed of faith that's inside of you and make that decision today to write that letter. It's important for you to do that. Now, before you write that letter, I want to take an opportunity to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release the spirit of humility, Lord, that would allow us to be vulnerable and honest before you today. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus, cause us today to write what we really need and what we really feel. Father, give us the words to articulate. God, bring to memory, Lord God, specifically those things that have made us the things that we don't want to be today, the things in the past that have caused us to bring, that have brought trouble, you know, on our life, Father. I ask you in the name of Jesus, and Father, that today you would release tremendous faith inside this person's heart today, that they're going to believe you for the greatest miracle of their entire life. Father, that miracle, that what they ask of you in that letter today, it will be theirs, granted upon the encounter, this great encounter that we're seeking to meet you face to face. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.